Saturate our heart, cause an overflow. Oh, Emmanuel. Saturate our heart, cause an overflow. Oh, Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Oh, Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Will you saturate, cause an overflow? Yeah. Oh, Emmanuel. Oh, Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Well, we are going to learn something briefly again, then we retreat back home. Help me appreciate yourselves for staying up to this moment, and also appreciate your charmer and Helen for not running away as well. I will just let you know a few things, then we just pray again. I believe the youth forum is supposed to be a place of learning. One of the characteristics of the youthful age is the availability of strength. Every man that has not utilized his youthful age, there is every chance and possibility that he may never become great in life. One of the challenges that before the youth is distraction. Whether you like it or not, youth are the leaders of tomorrow. But it is possible that if their today is compromised, their tomorrow is already won by the devil. Many years ago, the Lord told me that Philip said, as youth are the leaders of tomorrow. If you don't get them today, you may never get them tomorrow. The Lord told me that one of the pivotal strength of my journey and ministry and whatsoever I would do as a young man is to reach the youth. Whether you like it or not, all of us will give testimony to how much our life was compromised in darkness while we were teenagers, adolescent, and now we are in our youthful age, and yet there is still the possibility that our life is not yet in alignment to God. One of the prime time that the devil can attack a man and win over his life is at the youthful age. Whether you like it or not, there are things you may never be able to do when you are 50 years, 80 years, 70 years, and maybe even 90 years. And if you don't set the course for your life right now, I assure you, you should be rest assured that the next 10 years of your life will be in jeopardy and confusion. That is why, whether you like it or not, if at this state you are still in primary school, you are wrong. Do you realize that? You know, there is an encouragement they give to people that, yes, return back to school. So you see old people in primary school. Those people cannot achieve much. There is an age that if you have reached, it is expected for you to have passed a certain level of basic education. The same thing in life. There is an age, there is a stage in life that you have reached. At that time, you are supposed to have a certain level of focus. That's the same thing for you to also understand that if you misplace priority, there are things you'll be doing at an age, at a time when you are not supposed to do at all. If your 5-year-old daughter come and tell you that, "Daddy, I want to get married," or, "Brother, I'm getting married on Saturday," what will you tell her? She's still in primary school, but tell you she wants to get married on Saturday. You now know that confusion has already set in. The same way, there are things that you are not supposed to do at a particular age, there are things you are supposed to do at a particular age. The strength of the youth is in their energy. Whether you like it or not, you have enough energy. Your father might have not have gone the places you have gone to today. You have walked a lot of places. Let me give you a few understanding. Then we pray. I trust God to be brief, keeping to the constraint of your time. Recently, I begin to learn a lot of things from Chidi Okara. And I will give a preamble in keeping to that. I want to talk to you about a phrase. Many years ago, Chidi began to speak about how one of the greatest questions the devil intends to ask you is, on the last day, the devil will ask you, so you too, you finally came here. How that many of us may not understand how much more the devil is waiting to see us backslide. It will be evil of you to believe that devil will be clapping for you when you rise in life. That your life is going the way it's going. That your life is moving on daily basis with the favor of God, the glory of God, and the love of God. It will be evil of you to believe that the devil is happy for that. No. One of the greatest questions the devil will want to ask you on that day is that, so you too, you finally came here. And that is why you must strive at all costs to ensure that you succeed in this race and in this journey where which you are going. We are on a journey. Sometimes this journey can be very tiring. I don't know about you, but was it yesterday a lady looked at me and said, God, the apostle, God have dealt with me. I say, it's not only you, God have dealt with all of us. But we cannot go anywhere. Even if I feel that God is not faithful, I don't think the devil is faithful. Neither is his agent faithful at all. So, but if God begins to deal with a man, it's simply because God wants to make the man. But sometimes we may not be able to endure the process of the dealings of God, so we fraternize with darkness. So sometimes we backslide, sometimes we disobey God and work together with the kingdom of darkness. But the enslavement of the kingdom of darkness is to bring you to a point where you will finally end up where they are. The system of darkness know that they are rebellion and God is going to judge them one day. But what the devil intends is that he doesn't want to be judged alone. The devil intends that on the last day, as God is judging him, he will judge together with his own creation. Mankind represents the texture of the blueprint of who God is. So, if God is punishing mankind, God is only punishing himself. It's like God is punishing part of himself. But this part of himself has chosen to align to a civilization that is not of God. It's painful for God to punish mankind. That is why it is the desire of God that all of us be salvaged, all of us be saved, all of us walk in keeping to light, so that we do not perish. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. Because God did not intend that anyone should perish. I preached a message ago, some time ago, evangelism, the battle for souls. How that the desire of God is that everyone be saved, but the devil intends that not everyone is saved. That all the sacrifice that Jesus Christ did should be a waste of time. So that at the tail end, he will say, yes, you too, you finally came here. It is true that God has banished him for that which he has done. But he also wants to pull some of us too. So you now see how believers from church are going to hell every day. How believers are still in church, but yet, if Jesus Christ should come today, yet we believe that being raptured every day. The day you die, that day you are raptured. But I assure you, disappointed for man to die once after that judgment. But what the devil intends to do is that to ensure that when you have left this side of the divide, you find yourself in another side. And say, oh, finally you two are here. That church goer, that choir master, that choir mistress, that worshiper, that youth pastor, that apostle, that prophet. Finally you two are here. Yes, you cast out devils in my name. You did all kinds of things. You were the prayer warrior, but now you are here. Finally you are here. Can we clap our hands together for special apostle, him too, he is here with us. Devil is out to mock us. That is why we must do our best to ensure we keep to the standard and the status of God. You read the book of Matthew 7:23. Jesus Christ speaking said, and then I will profess unto you, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that walks iniquity. Whether we like it or not, darkness has an affinity. One of the affinity of darkness is to bring us to the former state where which we are. If you are a drunkard before, the devil intends for you to return back to drunkenness, no matter how born again you are. If you are a fornicator before, the devil intends for you to return back to fornication, no matter how anointed you are. If you are a thief before, the devil will intend that he pull you back to that former lifestyle. And that is why it is a battle for us to truly be able to survive. Whether you like it or not, you bear me witness that there is a warfare going on within you. Every day we go through warfare. The Bible said there is a law of the spirit of life in Christ, but there is also the law of sin and death. How that the spirit and the flesh fight together in us. One is trying to take the better part of us, so that we somehow yield ourselves to everything that is of the flesh, yet again denying the realities that lies in the spirit. It's a battle. And the goal of that battle is nothing but to colonize our soul, to bring us to a point where our soul will not be worthy to be rewarded. In the days of recognition, how that when the days of recognition comes, when the book of life is opened, our name will not be found in the book of life because we have walked in iniquity. And when that is done, God himself will cast us away. He will say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. That yet you were born again, yet you are on fire for God, yet you were serving in the house of the Lord, but you were, every members of yourself works iniquity. You were a liar, you were a thief, you are a masturbator, you were a fornicator, you are a blasphemer, you are everything that Galatians 5 said. It is a challenge how that a lot of times it's hard for us to live a holy life. That upon everything taught to us on Sunday morning, Bible studies, prayer meeting, yet we find it very hard to obey those things. And the reason why we walk in disobedience is not because God's strength is not there, because the grace of God is always sufficient. A lot of times it's just because life is just a battle. And sometimes you don't need to look for trouble. Trouble will look for you. I know a lot of people that say they will not look for anybody trouble until they are walking on the road, somebody slap them. Devil do not need you to look for his trouble. He will look for your trouble. So there are times when temptation will meet you where you are. It will come to your doorstep and knock at the door. I know a guy that says he will always lock himself inside. He will never go out until one day he has to go out. And when he went out, he saw things. And now realize that running away will not make you not to fight. You can be in your room, lock yourself inside, and bad thoughts are coming to your mind. Bad thoughts. Where did they follow? Your door is locked. They didn't see anybody. But you yourself is a subject of bad thought. It's a war. The summation of that war is to bring you to a point where you compromise. When you feel like stealing that phone, when you feel like lying some lie, when you feel like sleeping around, when you just feel like backsliding sometime. Paul said, there are things I want to do, I find myself not doing. While there are things I do not want to do, I find myself doing. As anointed as Paul is, what do you think were the things that he wanted to do, he found himself not doing? Maybe he wanted to pray, he could not pray. I'm telling you, he wanted to tell the truth, he could not tell the truth. A whole anointed Paul. He said there are things he do not want to do, he found himself doing. Maybe he didn't want to execute some anger, and he found himself slapping that person. And I began to cry. The secret was that what? He cried. David sinned, but David was contrite and broken enough. Many of us do not acknowledge our insufficiency. You must come to a point where you acknowledge that you are a weak person, needing the strength, needing the help of God. All of us here may never bear relevance in this life until God helps us. No matter how anointed we are, no matter whatsoever we do, if God refuses to help us, we'll be still paying. There has never been any man that has ever been able to survive to this point except God helping. And that is why on consistent deliberate basis, as a youth striving to become strong in God, striving to become something in life, we must understand the destiny of how much more the integrity of the kingdom lies upon our destiny, and how much more we will fail if we do not allow God to help us. My friend is here, evangelist Benjamin Ishaku. Thank you for coming along. The Bible says appointed for man to ensure that he bear his yoke at his time of the youthful age. Whether you like it or not, it's not when you have 5 children, 6 children that you are going to pray the way you are praying now. You can't. If you cannot do these things you are doing right now, you may never be able to do it in times to come. You read the book of 1 John 1:2, the Bible said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. It is truly the desire of God that our soul prosper as we advance in life. But somehow, it is impossible for a man to truly prosper in life without compromising his soul. As an average great man, before he became great, he compromised several times. Especially the ones that were not helped by God. My friend, sing songs. I learned about a record label that signed one Christian guy. They told him for him to be able to sing songs in their label, he had to take away God and Jesus from it. That is compromise. Money will come, power will come, but you must take away some things. And by the time you are taking away these things that made who you are, very soon you will not have a foundation to stand again. The foundation of the righteous will be destroyed, and there is nothing you can do. You will commit suicide with all the millions in your room. The desire of the kingdom of darkness is to ensure that your soul is colonized. Now you come to a point where you can never prosper until you compromise. You drink some blood, you join some society, you do something. You must just do something. Before you promote in the office, you must sleep with somebody. Before you do something, just something must just happen. That will deny the integrity of the holiness of God in your life. That will ensure that your soul is not prospering. At the tail end, it's to the end that Jesus will say, depart away from me, you are a worker of iniquity. Then the devil will say, oh, so you too, you finally came here. The Bible speaking in the book of Matthew 16:26. He said, for what is the profit of a man if he gain the whole world and loses his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I realize that there is something that money can never buy, which is life. It's almost impossible for a man to buy life with money. Your soul is something that no matter how you do, money cannot keep it. The rich die, the poor die, all kinds of people die. I just came back from Abuja and I realized that my neighbor just died. He was a good man. That man has never fought with anybody so far as I know. But the kingdom of darkness has ensured that he remained in an entity. I told you, no matter how intelligent you are, if you don't have spiritual intelligence, you are still an illiterate. Devil will mesmerize you. Devil will use you to play volleyball. When he's tired, he switch to handball. When he's tired from handball, he switch to soccer. Then badminton, then lawn tennis. Why? Because you know nothing. That is why you must spend time with God to ensure that you know God sufficiently very well. This man had money, had almost everything life could afford. But he still died. When the devil came in one night, he could not breathe again and he's gone. No wife, no children. That's the kind of life the devil wants for you. That you never be able to have anything approval of God. Yes, he might have lived his life chasing money. Yet he got the money, but he loses his soul. Now the money could not buy his soul. He left some inheritance for his brothers. I know they'll be happy by now. Some people came eating food every day in the house. I was like, really? That's good. Now he's gone. They will bury him and they will share everything he has. And life continues. If you don't go after God, one day you will make the money, but you will not live long to enjoy the money. That's the challenge. In your quest for influence, in your quest for power, in your quest for fame, never lose your soul. Never lose your salvation. Stand with God at all times. One of the greatest goals of the devil, as I told you, is to ask you that simple question. So you too, you finally came here. I began to ask myself long time ago, why do great men fall? Why do many people don't last long in this kingdom? And I realized that those who fell never do few things for them to stand. Those who stand actually had a plan for them to remain strong. Reduce the sound a little bit. Most of the people that fell, they fell because they neglected the things that took them to the top. Do you realize that anytime you want to go to the top, you need to use an elevator? You may forget that you use an elevator, but when you want to come down, you will still look for an elevator. You will not fly. You may not even jump. If you try it, you will understand how foolish you were. The truth is, many people use a lot of principles. Some use God, some use people, some use all kinds of things. Religion, they apply a lot of principles. They do the fasting, they did the prayer, they did the seed sowing, they did everything. They went to church and cry every day. Now, the breakthrough came. They neglected everything. They forgot that whatsoever you get by prayer, it will require prayer to keep it. Everything you do to go up, you will still need to do it for you to remain up. And if you must survive there, you must still continue to do it. And now, when that ladder was taken away, they fell. They fell because they disconnect from the sources, sometimes from their fellow comrade. Many people fall because they didn't see the need for them to retreat. Retreat is a powerful tool. Anytime you begin to notice certain level of weakness in your life, return back to the secret place. Forget about whatever you are doing. I don't care whether you have the best, latest business deal you want to go and close. Return back to the secret place. The Bible said that it is the characteristics of you to faint. That somehow we are going to get weary. I told you our strength is what defines us as youth. But sometimes we also get weary. I don't know about you, but I get so tired sometimes. By the time I stay indoor, retreat with the Lord, you don't want to know the things I will do. Learn the power of retreat. Many people that crashed along the way were people that never were wise enough to retreat. Others were never wise enough to remain with God. The time came, they felt it's not by God. They neglected everything, every instruction that God gave them. Anytime God do anything to somebody, he gave him a consecration. He said, let no razor touch his hair. The day Samson dared that, the anointing left him. Every man that God does anything with, there is a consecration he gives him. It's very important. Other people were just too excited by the applause of men. And because of the result they had, they were so excited. And now they could not actually keep up to what the Lord told them to do and the instructions. As such, they actually went in disobedience. And God had to let them fall just to humble them. Many also further neglect God, their lifter. Many became proud. Bible says God gives grace to the humble, but he resists the proud man. As you strive to become great in life, learn the way of humility no matter what it is. No matter how much you are today, there is somebody better than you. God will always put somebody better than you. You may be a billionaire, there is another billionaire better than you. You may be a millionaire, there is somebody better than you in the millions. You may have one private jet, another person has the whole company. You may have one car, another person has the whole company of the cars. Do you understand what I'm saying? So no matter whatever level you are today, there is somebody above you. But that should not stop you from also striving to rise. Do you understand what I'm saying now? No matter how it is, God will put somebody above you, somebody that is below you. So that you learn from people above you, then you also help people that are below you. Many of people that remain in this life, they were the men because they knew how they went up. They remain because they knew it was God that helped them. And so they hold on to the God that helped them. Many people remain because they keep on praying. Others remain because they work on their character. It is possible that, I assure you, your character can destroy your image in the society. I'm very serious. I have seen great men fall because of character deprivation. He was a very man that was respected in the society. Suddenly, a scandal came. Something just came and took him out of the fame, out of the limelight. Followers are followers. They will clap for you when you are doing good. When you do anything wrong, they will insult you. They will bastardize you. That is why criticism will never stop. Because people will always applaud you when you are doing something good. The day you do something bad, you will hear it. I can be giving you 1,000 every day. The day I didn't give you, you will insult me for that day. You forget the day I have been giving you before. That is how human beings are. You can never please a man. It's almost impossible. As such, you must understand that people never give you a chance to make a mistake. You must do your best to ensure you work on your character so that you look as though you are fail-proof. Many people that did not fall are people that have what I call a lasting plan of not falling. Every day, I cry to God. I knelt down every day asking the Lord to keep me. A lot of time people see us and say, that's how other people went far and they come down. Look at them, I laugh. They don't know my secret life. You have no idea. I'm not a drunkard. I'm not a womanizer. Check everybody that falls. There is something that is wrong there. Maybe the day I begin to subscribe to some of these things, you may know that definitely I'm going to go down. But if I don't, you have no right to look at me and conclude that this is what I will become. It's a lie. It's a possibility, but every possibility can be changed. I get what I'm saying now. It doesn't matter whatsoever. Somebody come and tell you he saw a prophecy, this, he saw a that, he saw, forget all of those things. You can change them. That is why it came as a prophecy. It didn't come as a reality. It comes as a suggestion. What I'm trying to say is this: no matter how you do, there is a chance and a possibility that everybody will fail in life, but there's a chance and possibility that everybody will stand strong. You have to make the resolution between yourself that I will stand. And if you make that resolution, you walk towards it. Every day ask the Lord to help you. Cry unto the Lord. Check out the things that fought great men. And never allow those things to be part of the element of your life. Live a life of pure holiness. Live a life of purity. Life of concentration. Everything that looked like darkness, hate it. I study my Bible very well. I wanted to put a message, the things that God hates and the things that God loves. If you want to be on a safer side, hate with passion everything that God hates. Love the things that God loves. Everything that God loves is said in the Bible. There are things that God loves. There are things he hates. Hate them very well, you too. You will not have an issue. Love the things he loves. Hate the things he hates. Let every man plot against you. They will keep seeing you rising. We didn't bring ourselves to the point we are. God brought us. And as long as we did not neglect God, we will remain. To amaze people how? It's a mystery.